And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, man, it's time to move on to the third part of the Triple Dipper. Before I do that, though, let me just pause real quick and tell you guys. So ZLA Solutions, as we're talking about Bidenflation and jobs and that kind of thing, there are people out there still looking for jobs, and there are people with jobs to be had. So let me just tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions, because I have known them for a long time. I talk to them quite often. And oh, by the way, they've been with the show since the very beginning, as one of our original sponsors. But ZLA Solutions is doing an epically good job at getting jobs and people lined up. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They got jobs posted all over North Alabama right now, good paying jobs, big name employers. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, yeah, I mean, they can square you away. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. It doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies with special niche skills or a whole shift of people. Doesn't matter. They'll do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLAUSA.com is their website. And I encourage you to check them out. ZLAUSA.com, ZLA Solutions. And tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. All right, moving into number three of the Triple Dipper, suddenly we have a border. That's what I'm calling it. Suddenly we have a border. And Boomer, I'm going to need that audio clip number one here in just a minute.
Okay.
But suddenly we have a border. Like, what? So people are showing up to report on it besides Bill Malusion at Fox? I mean, the reporting has been awful. Like, the mass majority of the press corps has been AWOL. And it's just... It's like they've been ignoring it. They didn't want to call attention to it. Well, now we're past the midterms, and the reporting begins. Pray tell, why would that be? Perhaps it's because they recognize, A, they've got to, B, they've got to because there's about to be a House majority that's going to be holding hearings on this and calling a lot of attention to it as they try to, like my friend Congressman Barry Moore said a moment ago, try to impeach Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It is way past time for the kind of reporting that suddenly launched in like the last 10 days. In fact, I got an audio clip. Remember, you got clip number one? You good to go on that? I got an audio clip here. So Sean Hannity did a thing on this last night. He played a montage of the number of different reporting sources that are suddenly talking about the border who have never been talking about the border until like all of a sudden they got their go-ahead from somebody and they launched all at the same time. Play clip one.
2 long years. Now, this situation is so dire that even the mainstream media mob, they are starting to take note. Take a look.
We turn now to the growing humanitarian crisis on the southern border. A new wave of migrants is flooding across the Texas border.
Border officials in El Paso, Texas are asking for more federal money after more than 2,400 migrants crossed the southern border there over the weekend.
The Border Patrol in El Paso now reporting an average of more than 2,400 illegal border crossings every day. The surge of migrants, mainly from Central and South America, overwhelming border officials.
Migrant facilities at capacity here, forcing Border Patrol to transfer migrants to other parts of the border. A senior Homeland Security official calling the situation, quote, an absolute mess.
I've been reporting in this exact spot, Ciudad Juarez, for years now on migration. I have never seen anything quite like this.
You know, the question I have, where have these people been for the last 2 years? Certainly not at the border. And notice how they're all treating this like some kind of natural new phenomenon without a known cause or cure.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that sums it up right there. The hypocrisy of the mainstream media is unbelievable. And the other, for that matter, the other digital medias and the other cable news networks. So what you just heard there was a montage of like MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNN, all out there saying, oh, look, we got a problem at the southern border. Well, friggin' you know there was. You've just not been doing your jobs. And so, yeah, suddenly it's like we have a southern border again. And it's in trouble. Y'all, it's right now I've got one report that I'll go into here in just a minute. That says that we're looking at probably what will be the worst ever year for illegal immigration in U.S. history coming up in 2023. I mean, we're looking at things right now that are on like some kind of a mass migration apocalyptic level. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not trying to be sensationalistic. I mean, it's at that level. We're literally seeing right now the population of the United States of America grew by at least a percentage point just in the first 2 years of the Biden administration because of illegal immigration alone. Can you imagine? We added a percentage to our population base because of illegal immigration. Now, we've always had some measure of illegal immigration. We know we have. I mean, it's as long as I've been around, we have. People would cross the Rio Grande. I mean, you know, there were derisive terms they used to call people who crossed over the river. And now we're just seeing like whole towns walking across the river. It's unbelievable. And not only that, but people are dying. That's the other thing. It's not just a question of they're coming here for a better life. They're dying en route because they're being lured here. It's like saying that, well, that fish didn't know what was happening. Well, you put the lure in the water. And if you bait the hook and the fish come to the hook, do you blame the fish? Or do you blame the one who baited the hook? Well, right now, the Biden administration has baited the hook. They have literally set the stage right now for a mass migration event that is going to exceed what we've been seeing so far if they don't start taking some affirmative action, and they're not. They have no plan. None. In fact, I'm going to go through this here in a minute and talk about the fact that they're now talking about we're working urgently to form a plan. You've had 2 years. Not only that, you know, technically, whether we liked it or not, the Biden administration knew it was taking office come November of 2020. That's when they began putting their team together. That's when Secretary Mayorkas was probably tapped to be coming in as a cabinet secretary. Did he do anything? Did he look at it? Oh, no, that's right. He's the guy who used to work in the Obama administration, Secretary Mayorkas, who planned for the DACA amnesty, right? The Dreamers. He's the guy who has espoused his love for sanctuary cities. And he's in charge of our southern border right now. And it's about to get worse. And I'll tell you why. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about way down south of Birmingham to up north past Huntsville. We've got Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you folks, the lawyers at Riley and Jackson, they have been working diligently on these Camp Lejeune water contamination cases. They got like five lawyers working that. And they wanted me to make sure y'all knew they're still ongoing, and they can give you a free consultation over the phone to decide whether or not you may have been exposed in such a way that would, you know, warrant you applying for a claim. But they've also got another thing they're doing right now. They're working on this case where basically if you were a firefighter or in the military using firefighting foam, that you may have been exposed to a carcinogenic version of firefighting foam that is pretty bad. And they can work with you on that. So both those cases, Camp Lejeune and the firefighting foam, if you believe you may have been exposed or you or someone you love may have been exposed, then you ought to give them a call. Riley and Jackson Law Firm. I mean, these are good lawyers. They practice out of Birmingham, but they cover the entire state in what they do. And they've got some amazing work under their belt. And by the way, I will say this. They're not just good on the law. They're also good on politics, too, if you know what I mean. So Riley and Jackson, here's their number, 205-879-5000. I'll read it again in a minute. Just know this. They won't charge you for the phone call. The phone number again, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. Friends of mine, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. And no representation made. The quality of legal service performed is great. The quality of legal service performed by the lawyers. There you go. I got two callers that held on the line. Let me go to them real quick. Which one is that? Line one. Is that Jeff? Yeah, Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I've been better.
Oh, man.
Today, Washington, D.C. is not the only swamp. I just had a water line break in my yard and went 57,000 gallons out.
Oh, brother. I mean, you just caused a drought on your own.
Oh, my gosh. $800 worth of drought anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sorry to hear it,
man.
That's
what I say.
Wow.
No problem. It's one of those things.
Well, what's on your mind, buddy? What you thinking?
Oh, yeah. The illegal immigration, it's going to have to be, we're going to have to change the laws. If you have broken the laws and you've come in illegally, you need to make it so that you can never gain citizenship. And that'll deter a lot of that.
It will.
And then,
but I'll be honest with you, I think some of them just come here to work. They could care less about being a citizen. They just want to make some money and send it home.
Well, and that's the other thing. We have to make it illegal for you to hire an illegal alien.
Yeah.
With under penalty of going to jail and everything, and you know, thousands of dollars of fines, because if you can't cut off the money to these people and cut off the work, then they'll go home on their own. Otherwise, you'd have to have the National Guard going around rounding these people up, because how many millions have we got now?
We've gained over 4 million just as Biden took office.
Plus the rest that was already here, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's what's going to have to happen. I mean, you're going to have to make it so that there's no welfare programs. We can't, you know, if you're here, you know, you don't get no money spent on you. And even the children, we're going to have to make it to where if at least one of your parents isn't a natural or a citizen of the United States, then you are not a citizen of the United States.
That would be a landmark change. And I'll tell you what else I think we ought to do that would be quite the deterrent. You know, there's a billion-dollar industry of wiring money home. There's various means by which you can wire money home to Mexico, Guatemala, South America, Central America. And if there were a means by which you could put tariffs or taxes on wiring to those countries, you would change the entire dynamic. It would be a totally different world, because they wouldn't want to pay the taxes, or for that matter, we would be able to use some of those monies gained to help pay the damages of them coming across the border. So, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to know just how they get away with, you know, not paying taxes and everything. You know, everything's on the table, you know, and that they talk about, it's not a crime to cross the border, but it is criminal to work without taxes and stolen identities.
Well, so, more to come, Jeff. Hey, I got another caller on the line. Let me go grab them real quick. Good luck with your water line, buddy. All right, line two, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing, bud?
Hey, great show, Phil and Boomer.
Thanks,
I'll tell you what the Democrats plan for the southern border is, and it's as plain as the nose on your face. Let them in, open the borders wide open, lie constantly to the American taxpayers about how secure the border is or what your intentions are, steal elections after elections like the chicanery that we see in Arizona, and get to the point in your power where you're able to grant every one of them citizenship and the right to vote. And then your hope is, after giving them free health care, free stuff, free housing, they will vote Democrat for life. And I tell you what, it's a long game. Right now they're intensifying this long game. If they succeed, there will never be a Republican, a conservative, or a Christian ever elected to any office in this land. And this $30 trillion in debt is going to be $300 trillion in debt. They don't care, these people in Washington, D.C., what they're doing to these people, how they're being raped by the coyotes, how they're being murdered. They just want power, and they want this money in their pocket that keeps coming from their crooks everywhere else in the world but here.
I think you just nailed the Schumer plan. I mean, that's pretty much it. The only thing you're missing is, don't you know that those people are here to save us from ourselves? Because illegal immigrants are necessary because, in Chuck Schumer's words, we're not populating our country the way we used to because people are having fewer babies. Therefore, we need to import some more people, and illegal immigration is the way to go. That was a speech he gave a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, whatever helps the distinguished gentleman sleep at night. I don't know if Satan sleeps at night, hanging upside down with his bat wings furled behind him. But I know how Nancy Pelosi sleeps at night. It takes some chemicals. But anyway, hey, you have a good evening. I hope the Republicans in the House manage to grow a pair and help stem the tide on this, because we can't let this happen. It's happening right before our eyes, and these smirking crooks in Washington are laughing all the way to the bank as they flood this country with illegals.
Thank you, Sparky. Appreciate you, man. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, continuing this theme right now, and wow, that was a great call. National Review has a piece. National Review has a piece that came out 2 days ago, December 13th. It says, over the weekend, a massive caravan of thousands of illegal migrants, mostly from Nicaragua, crossed the border into West Texas in a stunning surge that shocked immigration agents. If it's shocking them now after all they've been through, that is saying something significant. It says, by Monday, over 5,000 illegal immigrants had arrived at the Border Patrol's Central Processing Center in El Paso. They estimate that about 2,000 came to the U.S. each day, the largest influx reaching 800 to 1,000 migrants, and that's in one border crossing. One. 5,000 in one weekend at one border crossing. It says, El Paso's predicament, which included 53,000 apprehensions in October alone, is the worst among U.S.-Mexico border towns. Although all are bearing the brunt of the raging border crisis, so far in 2022, we've had 2.378 million migrant encounters on the southern border. A guy who runs a rescue mission in El Paso, a guy named Blake Barrow, said, this is like nothing I've ever seen in the last 25 years. He said, honestly, I don't know how to address this problem. The situation is overwhelming us. This is unbelievable. And listen, here's the deal. Part of the reason why I did this today was because Title 42, the Trump administration plan to prevent the influx of people from certain countries based upon COVID protocols, allowed us to turn them around and to send them back across the border, is ending. Now, the pandemic is over. Biden himself can't deny it because he said it's over. We're looking at lifting vaccine mandates on our military, the last bastion of the mandate. So I get it. Title 42, I get it. But understand this. It's like a near panic situation right now among the Customs and Border Patrol agents. They're recognizing what's about to happen. They believe that they're looking at the potential for up to 14,000 a day crossing the southern border illegally because the word has gotten out that Title 42 is over and they can come on in unfettered. In December, this article from National Review says, it was reported that President Biden and senior Democratic aides were considering a strategy resembling a Trump-era transit ban. Let me just go ahead and say this. It is way past time for you to be considering something. You should have considered it before you took office 2 years ago. But the only thing he considered then was, how do I undo anything Trump did? Anything with Trump's signature on, I got to undo. Give me an executive order. I'll undo it. I don't care. What are the results? I don't know. Trump did it. We got to undo it. That's all. That was the only thinking they had. We're 2 years in. We've grown the population by a full percentage point of illegal migration. We've got a mass migration event prepared to happen on the southern border. It's overwhelming the local border towns, by their own words. And the reporting here is, it was reported that President Biden and senior Democrat aides are considering a strategy that would bar asylum seekers. Where's that other article I got? Hang on a second. I got a piece here. Where did it go? The one about the 14,000. Here it is. Biden administration prepares for a surge of migrants ahead of the end of the Trump-era border policy. It's not funny. CNN.com. As administration officials considered a border proposal reminiscent of the Trump era this month, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called Ron Klain, President Biden's chief of staff, with concerns. With concerns. The wording of this is maddening. CNN. As administration officials considered a border proposal. Considered a proposal. Think about how nebulous these words are. Here, let me read you this other paragraph later in the article. It's a dynamic that has played out as the Biden administration intensively prepares for a moment officials have long grappled with how to navigate. They're not intensively preparing for squat. They have long grappled. They have done nothing. This CNN article is a joke. The very idea that you could say, all right, throughout, administration officials have stressed the only viable long-term solution will come from congressional action. No, it won't. You know full well you are allowed to implement certain executive policies on the border just because, and you've chosen not to. All right, I got a quick call real quick. Line 4, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
mighty fine and mighty quick here. Texas and everything declared this as an invasion, and you talk about 14,000 people per day.
Yeah.
And Arizona is stacking up crates and everything to try to make a wall.
Yeah.
It is an invasion.
It is an invasion. It's absolutely an invasion. You're so right, man. Good point.
You have a good point.
Let me take Lee from Huntsville real quick before I run out of time. I'll take one more call before we go to the break, Boomer. Let's do that. Line five, Lee from Huntsville. Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Wanted to point out that this type of a literal invasion, which is what it is that is the plan. They want to import essentially to flood the country with, I don't want to say lower class in this way, I just mean lower wage earners, and have this permanent underclass that works doing certain jobs and things for, you know, all the basic type positions. They want to shrink the middle class and increase the lower class. That is their whole goal. They want to shrink the middle class to where there's very little buffer in between the upper class and the lower class. And that's all by design. And they want to create a permanent class of renters, which is why you see all these companies, these hedge funds, purchasing houses for cash. People can't even get houses because they come in and they make these offers and they buy them for cash. And people can't compete with those type of offers. So they own more and more and more and more houses here, and they rent them. So they want this permanent renter class. They want this permanent underclass. They want this permanent, essentially, servant class. And that is the goal, and that's a very globalist viewpoint. That is how so many of these countries operate. There's a very small upper class and a huge lower class and an almost vanishing middle class.
Wow.
And that is, I mean, but the middle class is what has made America great.
Well, exactly. You're exactly right. The middle class is the backbone of America's economy. Lee, got to go to a break. Yeah. Great call as usual. Thank you so much. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. I ran about a minute long to make sure I got Lee in there. But man, I'm telling you, we're about to hit epic levels. It's so maddening to watch their compadres in the media say they're grappling. No, they're not. They've been long-standing planning. No, they haven't. 2 years in, they got no plan. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. All right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys before we go any further. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Let me just suggest something to you. The food there is great, but so is the environment. That's one of the things. I've been to both locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, the other one on South Parkway in Huntsville down there by Whole Foods. And both of them are really designed for you to be able to hang out if you need to. You know, bring your laptop, do a little work. They've got these like little desk stations on the side at the Parkway location where you can sort of, you know, prop up your computer and do some work. The Wi-Fi is available to you. Hang out there with some friends. Read a book. To me, the most comfortable of all of them is the one out in Madison, too. It's actually got shelves with, like, you know, if I recall, it has books and games on the shelves. So, yeah, just check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, it is designed for you to have a place to go. Great coffee, great food. You can do like what Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. They got the award-winning dry roast. They can make you a fresh cup of steaming hot black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. But yeah, the environment, I thought I'd mention that today. The environment in both locations, it's designed for you. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. All right, listen, we're going to wrap this section up. I will say this. The phones rang during the break. The text line blew up. I've got a whole string of texts I can't even get to right now, and I apologize because I'm looking at – I love it when our listeners are texting in because it's like super activity. But I can't even get to – I mean, I'm looking at Harold from Huntsville, Paul from Athens, Jay from Hartsville, Moon Pie from Madison – John from Huntsville, John from Brownsboro, Raven from Russellville, JT from Lacey Springs, Mike from Athens, Scott from Huntsville, Chappie from Madison, Allie from Athens. I mean, I'm looking down the list. I mean, I didn't even get to all of them.
I know. It's awesome, though. I love seeing that. And we also had a call that called in, and it was Mark. And he was just saying, hey, just so everybody knows, the amount of illegals coming across the border over the past 2 years is greater than some states, like 5 million. That's bigger than Alabama.
Oh, that's a perspective.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
That was Mark from Athens?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Wow. Not a good wow. Wrapping this up, though, y'all. Suddenly, we have a border. You know, it's amazing how many are suddenly reporting on this. One of the things that's so irritating, too, is Democrats are starting to pay attention. We got to do something. Gavin Newsom. Fox News. Gavin Newsom torched for his border visit amid 2024 speculations, calling it meaningless political theater. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing backlash after his recent visit to the U.S.-Mexico border, where he failed to meet with border agents regarding the ongoing surge of illegal crossings. In a video Monday, Newsom stated he crossed the border and met with local officials, international humanitarian leaders, and migrants. Just here to get an understanding, a deeper understanding of what the world looks like pre-Title 42 and what it'll look like post-Title 42, said Newsom. Like he didn't know? Well, you know, one of the Fox Business hosts, Kennedy, she dismissed it as this meaningless political theater. She said that what he's doing is trying to contrast himself with Vice President Harris, saying, hey, look at me, I'm actually at the border, I'm in Mexico. He's a border sanctuary city dude, all right? He's a sanctuary state governor. He's the one who, I said earlier, has been one of those who has been baiting the hook to lure the fish in. He's the reason why so many of them cross over. The largest, one of the largest populations of illegal migrants in the world are in California. They're giving state IDs to illegal migrants in California. They're giving them state benefits. They're calling them sanctuaries. They're refusing to coordinate with ICE. They've got people being murdered in California because of illegal immigrants that are criminals that are allowed to run unfettered. And then he wants to pretend that everything is going to be, wow, I had to go check this out. Wow. Well, yeah. How about that? Meanwhile, Customs and Border Patrol, townhall.com, says they are literally on pins and needles right now as thousands of people line up at the fence to be let in because Title 42 is going away. It's an invasion, folks. It really is. All right, right side ruffians, take heart. We will continue to monitor. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. It'll be Fri-yay then. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.